GMO world. We are anonymous.
As a movement, they say they don't have a political stance and they don't even have a members list. But they do have the power to assist revolutionaries and bring down the websites of multi-billion dollar corporations. They call themselves Anonymous, a group of nameless internet activists, or hacktivists. A few from their operations arm spoke with us via video chat.
Anonymous or Anon has been described in many ways, a collective, a movement. What are you guys, and what do you stand for?
There are a lot of ideas in Anon. The best way to describe it is the freedom of speech, freedom of information, and the freedom of expression, taken to a logical extreme.
You've also been called thugs. Do you break the law?
Some of the things we do are illegal, but sometimes we need to do illegal things to make change. I wouldn't call us thugs. We're certainly not thugs. We're not anything like that. Criminals, I guess. We are breaking laws, but for the greater good.
So where do these hacktivists come from, and who are they?
I think for the younger generation, in Anonymous and outside of Anonymous, it's kind of the face of protesting for the digital age. It's people who are getting their sense of humor, getting their culture from online, and going out there and taking it to the streets.
Anon hacked the corporate websites of Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal in response to their move to stop processing donations for anti-secrecy organization WikiLeaks.
A lot of what we've done as far as hacking and the release of material, we specifically aim to avoid hurting people. I mean, you look at the Visa, MasterCard attacks. We brought down their websites as opposed to, you know, hitting the infrastructure that would have prevented their services from working. We could have done that, but we didn't.
Of late, Anonymous has aligned themselves with the uprisings in the Arab world, taking down government websites in Tunisia and Egypt. They jam the sites by flooding them with requests. Most of Anon's activities appear political in nature, but their most recent attack was personal. The target, Aaron Barr, chief executive of the H.B. Gary Security Company, who had taunted Anonymous, saying he could identify most of the group's leaders. Anonymous retaliated immediately, hacking into H.B. Gary's server and publishing more than 70,000 internal company emails. As a final flourish, it left a message on H.B. Gary's website saying, "You brought this on yourself. Let us teach you a lesson you'll never forget. Don't mess with Anonymous." It's a warning other companies will no doubt take to heart. Scott Heidler, Al Jazeera, New York.